The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael Dooley is with me. So Michael is a member of this action group. They're called Drone Action D15. And as the name suggests, it's a group of residents in Dublin 15. And they've come together to highlight some concerns around the impact of these fast food drone delivery services. Michael, you're welcome to studio and thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about the concerns you guys have.
Well, we've a lot of concerns. I mean, the drone delivery services in Dublin 15 was granted with nobody knowing about it. There was very little public consultation. So we knew about it, we had drones flying over our houses. Now, these are large drones. Describe the noise of them as they fly. They'd be somewhere a mix between a small helicopter and a large lawnmower. When they fly below 100 metres above your house, they hover down to about 15 metres when they're delivering, and the noise is intolerable when they're delivering. They carry single deliveries, and each delivery crosses 300 houses. So 300 houses are disturbed for one person to get a cup of coffee or a burger or whatever they're getting. We all know that what's going to happen, it will become more and more people will come into it, and more big companies, and we'll end up with basically a highway above our houses. And not only us, it's happened in Dublin 15, it's going to happen elsewhere. So you'll have basically the equivalent of a roadway above your house with drones flying up and down delivering.
And in terms of the consultation, was it a case that a consultation happened, just people were not aware of it? You know, I'm sure these companies
Man of Drones who operate the service say they had some consultation.
Yeah.
We can't find out who they consulted with. Certainly nobody in the entire area that we've spoken to most residents' association knew anything about it. The councillors didn't know too much about it either. And Manna have since said we should have maybe informed the councillors a little bit more.
What about the number of people impacted? You say one cup of coffee affects 300 people. In terms of the size of your group or you know, how many people are put out by these drones, can you give us a sense of that?
Well, we've just started and we've done an information leaflet drop to sort of counteract some of the claims that are made about the drones. We will do some surveys after the summer, people on the holidays. But, you know, talking to people and lots of people are affected by it and are giving out about it. Certainly, from my experience, above 60 to 70% of everyone I speak to is against it.
And can you give us a sense of how loud it is? You know, I mean, during the day, is it noticeably loud? You know, during the day, there's much more background noise anyway, so you don't tend to notice these things.
Yeah.
During the day, do you notice the sound of these things?
You do. The noise is a very specific sort of tonal noise. They claim it's not, but it is. Yeah, you can imagine if there's alarms going off four or five roads away, you'll hear them. If there's dogs barking continually, you'll hear them. You know when these drones are in the air, and when they descend to deliver, absolutely, you know, it's extremely loud. That's even internally in a house. In a house with the window open, you'll absolutely hear the drones going over and coming over. When it lands to deliver, it's really noisy.
And do they go through the night or their limited periods?
At the moment, I believe they go from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But there's no regulation. That's up to Manna to decide. They've just teamed up with Deliveroo, who most likely will be delivering later in the evening. There's no regulation on this.
Is it true there's no regulation? I mean, does the IAA... They're classed as a certain kind of category of object. I understood that there was some regulation as to how they operate.
Sorry, I apologise. The only regulation there is with the Irish Aviation Authority is that they're safe to fly. Full stop. They don't know anything about noise. They don't know anything about visual aspect. They don't know anything about the effect on residents. Neither do, for example, the EPA want to know, because we've been to them all. Neither does Fingal County Council want to know. If you ring the EPA, they'll tell you, talk to Fingal County Council. Fingal County Council will say, we're waiting for a regulation to come out from the Minister for Transport. You talk to the Irish Aviation Authority, they say, we don't deal with noise, we don't deal with environment, we don't deal with residents. We are only responsible for flight safety.
There is a national drone framework, I think, is there, coming out in the next few days. So maybe is that what they're kind of long-fingering any decisions here until then?
They're working on it, but I'd be very surprised if anything comes out in the next few days. Very, very surprised.
Mm.
What we're looking for is for... Unfortunately, we're cut. To have it in Dublin 15. Dundrum, where there's been over 200 objections, are holding up planning permission there. In Talla, the same has happened. They've seen what's happened with us. So the best we can hope for, because we won't stop it, is that we have community involvement in this regulatory document that's coming out from the Department of Transport. The same department that allowed this to happen, without any baseline studies, without any evaluation of how it affects people.
I guess what some from Manna might say is there must be some appetite in the community, pardon the pun, for it, or there'd be no drones overhead.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't, you know, they're flying because people are getting...
People are using it,
They are using it, but compared to the amount of people in Dublin 15 households. Not a huge amount. Manna will say they want to deliver 1,000 deliveries a week. I would doubt whether they'll get there, but that's not for me to say. But some people like it, yeah. The vast majority of people do not like it.
And what's your hope? Is it that all of this disappears, or that there's just more severe restrictions around the times they can operate, or the height at which they must approach a residential area, or what is it?
Yeah, or the amount of drones that can fly on any one day. Because, you know, if you can just imagine, the end product of this thing is drones flying up and down and up and down all of the time. Because companies who use it will want to use it to make money.
Yeah.
You don't have them sitting in a port.
But I have to say, sorry, I know this is slightly off topic. I find them thoroughly depressing, the prospect of these things.
Yeah.
And I'm going off on a slight diatribe here, but they're kind of portents of doom. I put them up there with these self-service checkouts. And I know I sound like a dinosaur when I say it.
Yeah.
But the ultimate goal of all these companies is, A, that they make money. And then as a society, we end up where you never interact with anyone. From morning, noon and night, you can actually go through your entire life, whether it's getting something delivered to your door by drone, or doing the grocery shopping, which we're going to be talking about later in the show, or even, we talked about Ryanair yesterday, making your way through an international airport, you'll never interact with anyone.
Absolutely, yeah. And the CEO of Manna has actually
banned them all.
He's put forward a vision that, you know, you won't have to go out to get stuff. We'll deliver everything to you, from books to food, everything. And it's depressing. I mean, they talk about it being environmentally friendly, but, you know, it's only the last mile they do. All the takeaways and that deliver with whatever transport they're using to them. If I look, because they're single delivery flights, if I look out the window and I see Amazon Prime, or I see on Post, or I see DPD, I look and see them, but I don't hear them, because they're electric vehicles delivering multiple deliveries. Lads on bikes, electric bikes, they're delivering a lot of stuff. They might have a couple of deliveries in their bag at their back. But it is depressing to think that the space above your house, and this is for everybody in the country, space above your house will become a highway.
Yeah, isolation dressed up as convenience is what all of this is. Anyway, listen, Michael, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thank you very much.
Michael Dooley is a resident, a member of that drone. Action D15 is the name of their group.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.